Welcome to the Way of Success. Pastor Banky is teaching the principles of life established in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose kingdom indeed reigns over all. Relax and listen, and you'll be blessed by this message.
We are still speaking on the matter of foundations of pillars of financial prosperity. And then don't forget, foundations are spiritual. They are the things that we do that do not appear directly connected, all right, with our financial prosperity. Whereas pillars are the things that are outward and people can copy. You can copy a man's diligence, the way he speaks. You understand what I'm saying? You can copy the way he dresses. Every time he goes somewhere, he's always looking very, very sharp. You describe that, you copy it. It might work for him. It may be part of his image. You can copy the kind of beautiful name that his company bears. Fine. Those are the outward things that you can copy. But the real things that hold him together, especially in the time of crisis, all right? Those are the things that are spiritual that you cannot see. And like we read then from the book of Job, chapter 29, Job said, I had all these blessings and this kind of honor came upon me. Why? Because I delivered the poor who was in need. I helped the widow that was in need. I helped the man who was about to perish. And all these people poured their blessing upon me. He said, that was why, you understand, these blessings of God were with me and God was my friend. He said, the friendship of God was upon my tabernacle. Now, we've been talking about some of those outward manifestations or outward pillars. Last time we concluded the matter of the power of skillful excellence. I concluded that. And the next thing I want to talk about is a matter of patience. Very important. Let's quickly go to the book of Hebrews chapter 6 to lay a foundation for that. The book of Hebrews chapter 6. What I want to read is verse 12. But let me just read from verse 10. I'd like to read in context. It says, for God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown toward his name in having ministered and in still ministering to the saints. And we desire that each of you show the same diligence. Please notice here. We desire that each of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end. That you may not be sluggish, but be imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Please, that's my emphasis. Verse 12. That those who inherit the promises, they inherit those promises through faith and through patience. Now, something I said last time, I'd like to say it again. And that's talking about the gates of life, that there are different gates in life. Now, Jesus said, enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And many are those who enter by it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and few are those who find it. Now, when you see the word find in the scriptures, it implies that a man looked for something. Are you getting my point? It implied that a man, out of diligent search, all right, came to the acquisition of an important thing. That's what Jesus was saying in this particular context, at least. All right, so what he was saying is that when we want to enter into something, the Bible said there are different gates. And David said it in Psalm 118, that there is the gates of God, they are the gates of righteousness. And you have to diligently search to find out how, all right, God wants you to do things. And I call that the wisdom for salvation. Now, there's a reason why I'm going through that again. And the reason is because of this matter of patience. I said something before, and I need to emphasize it again. There is nothing that Satan offers anybody in life that God did not plan to give the person. Are you getting my point? In fact, there is nothing that anybody has gone through any method in life to get. All right? Maybe you wanted to become rich, you decided to join the occult. You've heard that to become a successful musician, you need to enter into certain cults. You know, people say all kinds of things. That this man, his breakthrough came when he entered into this cult and made this agreement, or he went into this kind of iniquity. And people decided that they are going to use all kinds of unrighteous means to get things outwardly, get a breakthrough in their career. Listen to me. There is nothing that you can achieve through any worldly or devilish method that God did not plan to give you before. And number two, that he did not plan to give you much more than you eventually received. That is a matter of fact. Do you understand my point? The difference is a gate. Do you understand? The difference is in the method we wanted to use, that we use to get into it. God says something to Abraham. He said, walk before me and be perfect. And he's still saying it to all of us. Walk before me and be perfect, and then I will bless you. Do you understand my point? Listen, when Satan came to the wilderness after the 40 days fast, and he was tempting the Lord Jesus Christ, he told him, bow to me and look at all these kingdoms. They have been delivered to me. I will give them to you. But at the end of the day, what did Jesus get? All powers, all authorities in the heavens and on the earth have been given to me. And the Bible says that of the increase of the of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. And he said, the kingdoms of this world, they have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. It's exactly what Satan was trying to get to give to him. In fact, his own was limited to the earthly realm. What am I saying? The difference is that Satan tells you, do one thing now and everything is your own. But God said, no, it's a walk. You must be ready to walk with me. Do you understand my point? You know the reason why young men steal? You know the reason why they start doing 419 or pushing drugs? It's because they want to get it fast. You take a trip with cocaine abroad. You come back, you buy a house, you buy a car. If you don't end in jail, you understand what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You can do one more. Look, you will have more money than your father and your grandfather saw in their whole lifetimes. Multiplied by 10. In a single trip. With drugs. Now, that's what it means to worship Satan. Listen, people think that worship Satan means you must go to a particular shrine somewhere and be bowing down at 12 midnight. There are many people worshiping Satan every day, and they don't even recognize the Satan they are worshiping. How do you worship Satan? You use his method to get results. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? One single trip. There are all kinds of things. Look, a lot of people, let me tell you something. God knows you, especially if you're a child of God, you're a Christian, you are giving your life to Christ. You have challenges in life. Listen, those challenges are there to purify your faith. You can decide to use Satan's methods and escape the challenges. So somebody goes to school. A young woman goes to school. I don't have money. Nobody's handling my affairs in school. And therefore, one big man shows up as a sugar daddy and offers. Are you getting my point? That's called worshiping Satan. Are you getting what I'm saying? That he will now use iniquity to get quick results. Listen to me. That is the difference. It's not the results. It is how we are getting it. Now, I'm bringing out something here. So you see, unlike Satan that gives you something quickly, God doesn't. He looked at Abraham, I want to give you a son. I want to make you the father of many nations. I want to make your name so great and you so blessed that you will be a blessing to nations and multitudes after you. So, very fine, very nice proposal. I said, but you know what? You are going to walk with me and become perfect in your walk with me. So, first year, nothing. Second year, nothing. After a while, the man began to prosper materially. He prospered materially. He got to a particular point, was confident in that. But that promised child, they still not show up still. It took 25 years of constant walking. Do you understand my point? I'm bringing an issue here. The matter of patience, okay, is a matter of godliness. That's what I'm saying. The gate of God involves the readiness to wait for God. Using the gates of God, all right, involves the readiness, the patience to wait until the manifestation of God. Very, very important. And you will know. Listen, what do you mean by the manifestation of God? You will know. It's not as if an angel will show up one day and suddenly begin to flap his wings and all the leaves around will be turning to money. That's not what we're talking about. You will know the time. When the Bible says, when the crop permits, that's in Mark chapter 4, he says, he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. There's a look over time, you might struggle, but a day will come when the same amount of energy you put in 10 years ago to get one unit of results, you put it in now, you get 1,000 units of results. That's the day of the manifestation of God, and every child of God must be willing to wait for that day and not scheme to bring it to pass quickly. Financial prosperity, enduring financial prosperity. You must be willing to wait. Let me tell you something about life. I always say something about sin and temptation. In fact, especially the word temptation. It is not a temptation if it is not tempting. I don't know whether you get the point. It is not a temptation if it is not tempting. That is, you will see that if we just did it like this, all the things we have been struggling for will suddenly come to us. Except that we know deep in our hearts that that's not the right way to do it. Please, I'm coming to something. You know what life sells to you? They will show you that Puff Daddy or P. Diddy. They will show you that the guy made hundreds of millions of dollars before he was 30. That's the kind of thing they show you. And someone might even preach to you. Listen, God can do more than that. You can become a multi-millionaire at the age of 23. It's possible. God can do it. But if he doesn't do it, don't harass him. It's not the usual thing. That's what I'm saying. It is not the usual thing. And there's nothing wrong with you. If that doesn't happen to you, it doesn't mean you don't have faith. I've said number one thing use your faith for is to learn how to be independent of circumstances. You will believe God for great things. So You will. You will believe God for great things. But until they come, your heart is not moved. Listen, every child of God, because you see, what God does is that He gives you something as a seed. And inside that seed, let me use Miles Monroe's words, is the fruit that has seed in itself. Do you understand what I mean? But that's how God created the heavens and the earth, all right? When He created the vegetations. He said, these things will bear fruit with seed in itself. Now, people say it to me a lot of times. I'm sure you have heard it too. There's no capital, no capital, no capital for business. And the truth is that that's not correct. No capital for business just means you want to do business bigger than you. That's all. Do you hear what I said? Let me say it again. If you open your mouth and say there's no capital to start business, it means you want to do the business that is bigger than you. That is all. And may you not have capital for business. Do you know why? If you did, you will lose it and you'll be in debt. Right now, you are not owing anybody. Praise God. Suddenly, they give you capital for business. You know what will happen? You suddenly start doing things that are beyond you. After a while, the whole thing collapses. Before, when you were poor, having nothing, at least you were not owing anybody. You could sleep at night because God has given you enough food to eat for that day. You wake up next morning knowing that tomorrow will be better. But this one now you are owing. So once it's 6 o'clock, before 6 o'clock, you coin your phone. The number you have called is not available at the moment. Please try again later. Why? Because now you are owing people. They are using EFCC and every ICPC to pursue you around. Why? Because you went and got capital for business. As a bank, what are you saying? I am saying whatever business you have, you want to do. In fact, and this is not just my words. Recently, I was reading Henry Ford and explaining that's how business goes. He started his Ford Motor Company in his backyard. Built the first car almost all alone. And one man liked it and bought it. That's how businesses start. You don't need a big shop to become a very good tailor or fashion designer. You are living somewhere right now, nothing spoiled. That's a good shop. Go out, go and collect the cloth from the people's offices and deliver it back to them. Now, I just need someone to just lend me 200,000 right now. I saw one shop in New Haven. You will soon owe money. Do you understand what I'm going to explain? You don't need that. No, I say all the time jokingly that if you need a computer to start your business, don't go. Look, you don't need anybody to lend you money, all right, to buy a computer. Just go and browse in one cyber cafe. That is all. They charge you $150 an hour. You use their computer. Deliver your job, you make your profit. What am I going to explain? We must be willing, all right, to let the seed germinate. The point I'm going to make in all of this is this. It takes time to expand that seed until it becomes very great. Do you follow the point I'm making? Now, it's both a physical and a spiritual law. This is the spiritual aspect of it. God will build you up gradually. Are you getting my point? Now, it's not just in your ability to handle material resources, but in your character to stand prosperity. Because the blessings of God, they are weighty. In fact, the word, you know, you see that Paul will talk about the weight of glory. The word glory in the Bible is literally the Greek word for weight. That is, the work, the blessing of God, they are heavy. So God doesn't pour them upon you until you are ready to take them. And it's not just you make up your mind, now I'm ready. No, He through experiences charges your faith, develops your character until you are ready. That's why Paul said, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to, number one, build you up and then deliver to you your own inheritance amongst them that are sanctified. That is, first thing that God wants to do is to build you up. What is patience? Patience is being able to wait why God builds me up. Now, let me summarize everything, all right, that I've said into a few words. It means that, number one, we're talking about financial prosperity, right? You will not prosper overnight. I like to say to Pentecostals all the time who think that they can bribe God into prosperity suddenly. Listen, if you like, give your head as an offering. It doesn't mean you'll prosper the following year. It is impossible to set time for God. You don't have the ability to do that. You can't give enough offering to make God do what He doesn't want to do. Please, get your head very clear in that. You can't. Because sometimes we Pentecostals, we turn this offering giving to a matter of bribery and corruption because we are Nigerians. You get my point? And the Holy Spirit is trying to wash off that bad spirit from us. He hasn't finished, so it's still affecting our relationship with God also. Listen, it's good to give. I always say, every child of God must be a generous giver. But please, it's not bribery we are discussing. It just must be a part of your character. Whether you want something or you don't want it. Alright? If God blesses you, you must share the blessing with other people. That's the divine order. Abraham kind of covenant. Alright? God said, I will bless you, will be a blessing. That's the way it flows. It's a normal divine character in the life of every believer. It is not because they want to really get something quickly out of God. What am I going to explain? God doesn't just bless people overnight. Suddenly. Because you started this thing last year, and by this year, you're not buying brand new cars like some of some other people that you are looking up to, does not mean that you are wrong. Listen, I need to say this. God is not in a hurry. What I always say, the time you will know that you sinned and God is punishing you, is when it's time for your children to go to secondary school, and you can't afford it. It's time for them to go to university, and you can't afford it. And that's when you will have to look back and say, have I followed this God all my life properly? Because David said, I've been young, and I'm old. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his children beg bread. He didn't say, I've never seen the young people, the righteous young people, go hungry. Because David himself, he don't see him. As a righteous man, they run from one place to the other. The time he and Nabal had problem, it was hunger that made him send people to Nabal. You understand what I'm going to explain? As a young man issues, they said, it's good for a young man to bear his burdens in the days of his youth. He said, it is good so that he won't have to bear it when he's old. What am I saying? You want financial prosperity, enduring financial prosperity, you must be ready to wait. You must be ready to put your hands upon something that you know is good. You know, I said something the other time, that God has put a gift inside you and he said, use that to bless people. And I said, life has seasons. It has seasons. You are using your gift right now. It might not be returning much money to you. You can use another skill you have acquired on the side, all right, to do some work. Between the work you are doing and the exercise of your gift, God is faithful. He will make sure, listen to this. If you are not covetous, because that's the problem with a lot of people, they put in the sickle when the harvest has not yet come. If you are not covetous, God will supply your needs every day. What do I mean by people putting in the sickle when the harvest hasn't yet come? Go and read that story. I'm referring to that parable in Mark chapter 4. When he said, the kingdom of God is like a seed that a man plants into the soil and he goes to sleep. He said, the earth by itself produces. All right, and he now said, when the crop permits, Jesus said, he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. Now, that word crop permits, what I'm saying. Peter said, God is not slow as some count slowness. That is, sometimes we time God wrongly. This thing I'm saying is very vital. What do I mean? Listen, you know when you know it's time to buy a car? Should I tell you? It's simple, when you can afford it. That's all. You don't buy cars by faith. You get money by faith. You buy cars by cash. Build a house. My friend, if your financial flow in the last 1 year has not shown you that you can afford it, Jesus said, who is it that wants to build a tower who will not first sit down and count? That was why Frederick Casey Price had to write a book titled Faith, Foolishness, and Presumption. That a lot of people act foolishly and presumptuously and they claim they're acting in faith. Let me advise you, all right? When David was going to kill Goliath, you know what he said? My faith has killed a lion. My faith has killed a bear. And the day it happened, let me tell you, he wasn't even thinking. It was a desperate act in the moment when the life of his sheep was at stake. That was what I described in that book, Great Faith Can Be Yours. That the passion of his soul ignited great faith in him and he went after the bear, went after the lion. Are you getting my point? Then he got used to the fact that God can walk in such a manner through him. So when he saw Goliath, he was not afraid. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are getting my point. Don't go and start building a house that your financial flow, you have no story to tell that you'll be able to handle. Otherwise, the parable of Jesus will be fulfilled in your life also. That the foolish man started and he was not able to finish because he refused to count. How do you know when it's time to buy a car? I will tell you, it's simple. When you have the money. That is all. Somebody asked me once. Was a young woman. He said, Pastor Bank, how come you don't have a car in my mind? You see, fine young man like me, not get motor. You are asking how come he doesn't have. It is simple. He doesn't have the money. Which revelation do you need on earth again? What do you want me to say? They've not made the type that I like to drive. No, I have seen people say it though. I said, it is simple. The man doesn't have it. I like the way my friend Igbokwe said, He was this is his own definition of contentment. Ever since he said it, that they have not forgotten, because he applies both ways. He said, contentment is knowing your place in life, that is your current place in life, and living like you are there. A friend of mine will tell me about somebody who will walk up to him and show him the expensive phone he's using. I'm using a BlackBerry Storm. At the end of the day, so boy, I've seen 400 naira recharge card from you there. Are you hearing that? He's using a phone that goes for 100,000 naira. And then he's begging the guy he's showing the phone off to. So boy, if he scratched me 400 naira recharge card. That's a man who's confused as to this level in life. You can't maintain a life. Just buying a recharge card, you are buying a 100,000 naira phone. Something is definitely wrong with you, both spiritually and mentally. Do you get my point? A guy told me a story once. This was many years ago. Walking the same place, said there was one guy. Now, I'm telling all these stories because a lot of people are listening to me. They are in those kind of shoes. People have put you under all kinds of unnecessary pressure. So this guy gathered money one time and he went and bought, you know, a Mercedes-Benz Concorde, you know. Big car, chops a lot of fuel. And he was feeling very quiet, feeling very airy with himself driving around. Except that when he gets back home, he will turn to his sister, Nebiko, like, I beg, you have some more money, let me buy fuel for this month. That is, this really happened. It really happened. He will beg for money to fuel the car. I wonder if my friends told me of a guy who will come borrow money from him. They were both in Lagos. He that money was borrowed from, he would take a bus. The guy would take a taxi. These are confused people that don't know their place in life. You go and buy jewelry since last year. You are still paying. Thank God it's gold. Better go and sell it. You know, gold, no, they drop in value. That's one good thing about gold. Go and sell it. For you to buy gold since last year, middle of the following year, you are still paying. It's obvious you don't know your place in life. You don't. Please, I hope you are following what I'm going to explain. Because that thing of patience, like I said, who are you trying to impress? In fact, one of the things my wife said to me once was that I talked too much, that this one we first met. You know why? I made sure she understood everything. I even stylishly told her how much I was earning. That is, I did everything. Described the house I was living in Lagos, because I was in Lagos that time. She was wondering, why is this guy talking to so much? You know my reason. When you meet a man who is a preacher, they are very dangerous people. Because, no, this is a matter of fact. Because once you get behind the microphone, especially when you are anointed, amen, all the women are seeing is glory. They can't see you. What they are seeing is the anointing on your head. You'll be looking handsome. And unconsciously, they interpret that to mean material success, settlement, everything is okay in his life. So I said, okay. So what I quickly try to do is to debunk all those misconceptions generated by the anointing. That is, that was for preaching, no? So that you might believe the word of God. Now, let me give you my own word. No, it's true. Because in my life, I want to live very long. All right? I want to fall asleep and sleep. Do you know what I'm saying? Not wake up during the night, be wondering, hey, who are you owing now? How much are you planning to pay? How are we going to do it? Then when you hear bell, pam, pam, the bell at your door, suddenly your heart starts beating. Your heart is beating. You're not going to be asking somebody. You know, it happens. Many people listening to me, that's their problem. He said, my heart is always beating. Yes, you're owing money. You don't understand. You're not sick. There's nothing wrong with you. Nothing. Nothing is wrong with you. The problem is that you have bought shoes that's beyond your size. Why should you be paying for shoe for 3 months? You don't need the one made in Italy. Get the one made in China for now. That one you pay in 1 week. And everybody's happy. Don't die before your time. That's the point I'm making. Listen, as a child of God, you will still prosper in this life. Did I hear an amen? You will. Just don't die before that time. And that's what I'm explaining. You sow your seeds, all right? Do what is right. Last time I talked about using your money, all right? With reference to Psalm 126. He said, restore our captivity, O God, our streams renew the desert. He said, he that sows in tears shall reap with joy. That was what God said. Which means that there are, the time you are going to sow into your skill, build your business, build your, whatever it is you want to do, your career, it will cost you money. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So do that now. You don't need, what are you doing with expensive phone? It's okay. Nobody to make call and text, you know. They say, oh, I like the organizer on it. What's wrong with you? Buy a notebook, 200 naira, and use that to organize for now. It's true. Buy a notebook. Use that one to organize. Listen to me. The day will come, there are people who will be organizing for you. They will carry, you will have four people following around with laptops and PDAs organizing for you. That day will come. The day will come. But the thing is that you mustn't die before that day. That's the point I'm making. You don't put yourself under unnecessary pressure before that day. You wait for God to bless you. That's the point I am making all this I'm saying. You don't need to be in a hurry. The best cars have not yet been manufactured. Are you getting my point? So don't worry. If all the ones they have right now finishes, they will make another one specifically for you. And I like the story of Freddie Casey Price. He said one day, was describing how God blessed him over the years. His wife, that's, of course, they are strong. He had a lot of challenges because as a young man, his father was never at home. Because the man was, the father was around, but half of the time he was half drunk. So the mother felt that one day this man is going to kill himself. So the mother left home to go and work so that she could take care of the children in case the man killed himself suddenly. So because of that, he said he will get home and nobody will be at home. He will come from school. You know, sometimes young children, they fight in school. He will come home bruised or he has played football or basketball, whatever it is, and is injured. He comes home, there's nobody, there's no food, there's nothing. He has to go and sort himself out, make food and all of that. So that grew up with him and he swore that his wife would never work. That he swore. He said when he started out, after he got married, he didn't have money. But that determination, his wife begged him, he refused. The little I can get, will manage it. But you ain't leaving this house. My children are not going to suffer the way I did. But this is the point. So he had a lot of struggles at the beginning. Eventually, one day, of course, as time passed, God blessed him. He became materially, all right, okay. So one day, his wife mentioned that she saw a particular brand of Mercedes. And look, this is America. An American respects cars from Europe. When you hear the name Mercedes in the mouth of an American, it's a big thing. His wife saw a Mercedes that she liked. So he inspected it. He liked it also. He didn't buy it. He walked down to the shop and ordered a custom-made one. And when they finished making it, he said, look, the thing had me, I think it was something like 360. I don't know the exact number, all right? And he said, I don't like the number 6. Make mine 390. This was many, many years ago. So they delivered to him the only Benz 390 then in the world. Because he had the money then to do it. Are you getting my point? There was a time he didn't have, but he prospered to a particular level. He allowed God to raise him in the appropriate time. Please, we must never kill our seeds. You start drawing out of a business while it is still small because you want to impress somebody and build a house in a village that you only stay in 4 days of the year. 2 during Christmas, 1 during Easter, and 1 during Mother Sunday. But the time came. His wife pointed to any car she liked. And not only did he buy it, he decided to have one custom built for her. Just to let her know that the crop has now permitted. We can now put in the sickle because the harvest has come. I hope I've made my point.
We trust that you were blessed by the message. More materials and information about Kingdom Word Ministries are freely obtainable when you visit us at kwm.com.ng or pastorbanky.com. We would like to hear from you on how much this production has blessed you. Please write us at mails@kwm.com.ng or P.O. Box 2273, Enugu, Nigeria.